there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, a lot of cool stuff happening this week. A lot of stuff to cover because we're getting ready to hit the road. 3 weeks in a row, we are going to be doing Scuba Radio from the road. So we've had kind of a long extended run here for, well, when I say that, that's what, 6 weeks? Maybe here in the studio, tops. But we're about to hit the road 4 weeks in a row. First, we'll be next week in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. And this is one of my favorite events of the year. All our New Jersey, New York area listeners congregate at this dive show every year. And it's usually quite an entertaining time for sure. And we go up there to do the Big Apple, hang out in Times Square with some of our dive industry friends on Saturday night. And you'll hear all about it next week on the big show. We are giving away a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures at Beneath the Sea. By the way, all you have to do is go to the film festival on Saturday night, and you can register to win that trip from Scuba Radio and Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, of course. And just a little program note as well, if you happen to be fans of Margaritaville, Radio Margaritaville on Sirius XM, we may be popping up on there towards the end of next week. So listen for Greg the Dive Master and the Mermaids doing a little guest shot one evening there on Margaritaville next week. Yeah, it's always fun. We kind of piggyback that every year when we go up for Beneath the Sea and check out and hang out on an island. There with our buddy Miles Hampton from Radio Margaritaville. So we have that on deck for this week as well. Now, a lot of stuff to cover today and a couple new announcements on places we're going. Yes, I got the official word on a couple new trips we're going to do. We'll talk about that today. I don't want to tell you too much at this point, but also we're going to check in with our friends from Grenada. Hopefully connect with an old friend of Scuba Radio, Megan Heaney Greer, free diving champion. Megan is doing her thing out there in Colorado. And we are planning a free diving adventure of our own, so I figured why not rope in an old pro? And I can say that because she's probably not listening, because she's not an old pro by any stretch. But she's been in a lot of TV. She was a stunt double in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And we're going to just catch up with Megan, and maybe she'll give us some free diving tips along the way here coming up on the big show. Also, our anniversary broadcast, 2 weeks from today, April 2nd, actually April Fool's Day is our anniversary, and this year we're turning 14. Yes, 14 years. Believe it or not, we've been doing this goofy little radio show about diving, and we are going to blow it out big time once again with our friend Neil Watson from Neil Watson Undersea Adventures and the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini. Now, there are some options for you to join us for this last-minute adventure that we put together in Bimini. That'll go from April 1st, Friday, to April 3rd, so Friday through Sunday, or you could stay over for another night and hang until Monday. But it's going to be quite an adventure. There's like a dolphin adventure as part of the package. There's a sunset cruise, and of course we're going to be doing the show live from Bimini, the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort right there on Saturday, April 2nd. And you'll want to join us for that because... Trust me. Our last show that was there was New Year's Eve. It was a blast. This place has totally been remodeled. Bimini was one of my favorite places.
Did it have to get remodeled after your visit on New Year's Eve?
It took them about. That was our first trip back to Bimini in like 6-7 years. You know, the first half, doing scuba radio, we used to go to Bimini all the time. And then they hit on some rough times, and things got kind of difficult over there. The complete angler burnt down. All kinds of bad things happened to the folks over there in Bimini, unfortunately. And we haven't been back. There wasn't much to do, unfortunately. And then all of a sudden, Neil got together with Guy Harvey, and they opened up this new place, and we went out there for New Year's Eve and did a broadcast, and I was just like awestruck. Was like, oh my gosh, it's back. Bimini is back better than ever. And hopefully this will be, this is going to be our second broadcast there in a year, within this year. And if things go as planned, hopefully we're going to visit the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort like once a quarter or so. And it just so happens we kind of put this thing together for our anniversary show on April 2nd. So go to the website, scubaradio.com. There's information right there on how to contact and book your trip to join us for our anniversary radio show. 14 years on the air. All right, let's move on. Carl Fismer, treasure hunter extraordinaire, is on Scuba Radio right now. He's at a show showing some of his treasure, I believe. Carl, is that right? What are you doing?
That's absolutely right. I'm down in the great state of Texas, a town called Conroe, but it's right next to Houston, biggest treasure show in the world right now.
Excellent. Now, this is what Carl does. You know, back in the day, he was worth with Mel Fisher and salvaging, God knows, millions of treasure coins and artifacts, and he's still doing it today. And you've made this into some massive, you know, it's basically your passion, Carl, but it's what you do. You travel these shows, and people ask you what it's like to be a real-life underwater treasure hunter, right?
Yeah, of course they do that all the time. I should clarify, the treasure show here, it's all out west in Southwest land metal detectors, and I'm the only water guy here, and I'm getting a lot of attention, and, you know, I like that.
Yes, Carl's not modest.
You mentioned Guy Harvey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got back from Cayman Islands. He was my next-door neighbor down there. I'd never met him before, but he's a heck of a nice guy.
Wait, are you the one he was complaining about that was making too much racket?
He promised he wouldn't tell.
Yes, of course.
The judge dismissed all that.
Exactly. Yeah, Carl, quite the colorful character. That's why we like him so much here at Scuba Radio. But, Carl, you know, the thing is about this treasure hunting thing that you do, that doesn't surprise me that you're the only underwater guy there at the Texas show this weekend, because you are more than just going after treasure. You are like a wealth of information when it comes to history. And when people find this stuff, like maybe they find a bell. Maybe they find it on land there in Texas someplace. And they're like, wait, this looks like it might be from a ship. Who do they call? They call Carl Fismer, because he's the expert on all these ships and things. Because, I mean, it's just your life's work, right?
Wow, thank you for saying that, but, you know, it is my life's work. A young man just brought me a pike head that he found in the woods down near Galveston, wanting to know what it was, and I explained it to him. You know, like, remember the old Errol Flynn movies, the guards are in front of the king's door with those things, 10-foot poles?
Right,
well, halberds.
The pike heads is what was on top of it. This guy, he found one, and it's in darn good condition, too.
How about that?
I said, how much do you want for it? He said, I ain't selling this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know,
since the Spanish were here.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's the kind of stuff Carl knows. I mean, you're one of the go-to guys from that TV show Pawn Stars now, too, right? I've seen you on there several times.
Yeah, you know, I'm authorized to use the History Channel logo. In fact, I've got it hanging up at our booth here. Every little bit helps.
Yes. Well, yeah, but, I mean, they found Carl. I mean, they needed somebody who's an expert on historic shipwreck artifacts.
Oh, I was confused. I thought you said he was, like, laying in the woods somewhere, and they had a metal detector, and they found him. But that's not really how it worked?
Well, yeah, that may have been.
I was laying out somewhere last night. I'm not sure where it was here in Texas, but boy, they love to eat and drink here.
Yes, well, that's just, that goes hand in hand with, the divers do that too when they're not diving. So Carl kind of probably isn't having any time or any problem acclimating with that crowd, as I'm guessing, right, Carl?
Not even a little bit.
All right. Well, Carl, hold the line because I want to talk about some of his new adventures. He's been traveling all over here lately. We haven't talked to Carl in a while, and it's about time we caught up on some of his adventures. Treasure hunter Carl Fismer. He has traveled the world, and he's going to share some of these adventures with us next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com. On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 215. No matter how badly you want to impress that hot babe on the dive boat, it's never a good idea to use the boat's propeller to grab a quick shave. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer at Ford Divers Alert Network. Care for a drink, Nick?
Yes, please. Got any water?
Feeling a little parched from the plane, are you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Even a short flight can make you really feel dried out.
Guess we better get you hydrated before we dive, you think?
Yes, you know. Diving and dehydration are a bad combination.
How about making it our tip today?
Sounds like a good idea.
Where do we start?
Well, the first thing to remember is that sometimes hydration is not necessarily about how much you drink, but rather what you drink.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
But doesn't quantity matter?
It does, in that you need to drink on a regular basis, so you replace fluids as they deplete. If you wait until you actually feel thirsty, you've actually gotten to a point where you're a bit dehydrated.
Can you just drink a massive amount of fluid at that point to make up the difference?
You can, because it's good to get the fluids into you. But understand that it won't immediately solve the problem. Both dehydration and rehydration are a cumulative process and take time.
How long?
It can take days on either side. That's why it's better always to drink hydrating fluids on a regular basis, to maintain a constant balance.
What do you consider hydrating fluids?
Well, water is definitely the best way to go. But if you're traveling outside the country or you're in unfamiliar areas, stick to filtered or bottled water.
Come on, water's boring.
Yeah, but it's the best for you. But if you want a little flavor, try a low-glucose, balanced electrolyte sports drink.
Well, what about coffee, tea, and that sort of thing?
Caffeine and alcohol can both contribute to dehydration, so I recommend avoiding them if you can.
Seriously? No coffee and no beer? I don't think so.
Okay, I know. There's a big difference between a recommendation and reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you have to, or you want to, partake in a caffeinated or adult alcoholic beverage, try to keep it to a minimum. And at the very least, drink water along the way to minimize the dehydrating impact.
Back to water.
It's the good stuff.
I know. Is there anything else?
You can try having a snack with your water.
A snack? What does eating have to do with hydration?
Believe it or not, eating regularly contributes to the balance your body seeks. It's a fairly involved explanation, but the basics are that if you do nothing but drink large amounts of water without ever introducing other nutrients, it can actually create an imbalance over time, just as not drinking enough water can.
It's like anything else in life, isn't it? It's all about the balance.
That's the way of the world. But in the case of hydration, it's one of the easiest balances to achieve. Just feed your body with good choices as a regular practice, and it'll take care of what it needs to maintain the balance.
Nice. Sometimes hydration is not about how much you drink, but what you drink. Make smart hydration choices, and make them regularly. Stick to water and low-sugar sports drinks, and don't forget to fuel with food. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Treasure hunter Carl Fismer, my guest right now on the big show. And Carl, I know you're there in Texas, and I appreciate you taking time away from your meet and greet there to talk to us a little bit about your latest adventures. I know you've been traveling all over the place. I get the email updates, the pictures, and the plethora of stuff that you have salvaged from these sites.
I'm looking good.
Yes, you're doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I don't know if are you getting better with the experience that you have over the years finding this stuff? Is that what's happening, where your trips are becoming more fruitful, or what?
Actually, they are. To tell you the truth, I actually got to the point where somebody else is paying for it.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah. So, we're trying to get our lease renewed down in Panama, and it looks like it's probably going to happen. You know, we worked down there a few years back, and the ship that sank in 1631. And one thing I've noticed about the treasure business is, if somebody finds a rowboat that sunk, they're going to come back and announce to the media, bigger than the Atocha. But yeah, this wreck really is bigger than the Atocha, and there's not many you can legitimately say that about.
Really? So
yes.
I mean, have you already salvaged some of the gold and silver off of it, or do you mean from an artifact standpoint?
No, we've already got gold and silver. A lot of coins, nice ones. It only sank 9 years after the Atocha sank, so the coins are similar. It's just there's more of them on this particular wreck.
Well, then why the hell are you at a show in Texas this weekend as opposed to retired off someplace down in the Keys and enjoying your life?
I'm retired in the Keys when I'm down there. In fact, if you want, you can do your show from my house there in Key Largo sometime.
Yeah, well, maybe. That sounds like a winner. I like it. I like that idea.
I do.
But you
That'd
do,
be fun, and your ratings would go way up.
I have no doubt about that, as you're proving right now. But well, what is the deal, though? I mean, it really is because you just love what you do, right? And you love sharing the stories and everything, right?
Absolutely. It's great. You know, I've met thousands of people, and believe it or not, most of them are nice, and it's fun. I don't run into one of those, I don't want to say that word, but you know what I'm thinking very often.
I'm going to use the word wiener.
That's close enough.
Okay, good enough. We'll go with that. So, yeah, I mean, but people, I mean, just like myself, I'm fascinated by the stuff you find, and when you hear about these discoveries of ships, you think everything's already been found that's been found, but it's just not the case. You're finding new stuff all the time, and the next adventure is only a phone call away when some friend of yours calls you up and says, hey, we got some hit on some magnetometer thing. We need to check this out, Carl. What do you think it is? And you just
That's
go to
exactly
work.
Right.
Yeah, he's quite a soothsayer, crime saw, CSI for underwater treasure. It seems like what Carl's wrapped up into. It's pretty cool stuff. I mean, so
I should tell you, there's one that looks like off the west coast of Florida. It's gonna be a real wall banger. Some friends of mine have been running side scan out there, and they emailed me some pictures. It looks really good.
Yeah. So what's the next step for a case like that? You go out to the site yourself, or you just start, really all the work is done at home, research in libraries, right?
Yeah, well, it does, but as soon as I get home, which will be next Wednesday, I'm going to run over to the West Coast there and make a couple of dives, and I hope it looks as good as these pictures look, but I'll let you know.
All right, well, you can hear the passion in Carl's voice. Maybe we're going to have to come down there and do a show from his house. I like the idea. SpanishMainTreasure.com is his website, one of his websites, but one you can start with, SpanishMainTreasure.com. Go there, connect with Carl. Who knows, maybe you can actually go out on a treasure adventure hunt yourself, or maybe you have some artifact that you found on a dive. This is the guy you send it to. Send a picture of it to him, because if you send it to him, he may keep it. I know Carl enough to know how he operates. No, he's safe. You can. He's not one of those wieners, as we like to talk about earlier. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, here with me today too, as we get ready to hit the road, head up north to Beneath the Sea for New Jersey next week. After
I know
that,
what you mean, we, white man,
me and Mermaid Tony, Pump the Scuba Cowboy, and by the way, we're gonna have a new mermaid with us on display in Jersey next week. She made her debut as a Scuba Radio mermaid in Edema in Las Vegas for a day. We recruited her the night before, and she wanted to be a mermaid, and so we did. So Sarah, Mermaid Sarah, is going to make her first public appearance to the world.
That people can talk about.
Mermaid. Yeah. I mean, before, the Edema is a trade-only event. You had to be in the industry.
And it happened in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
And the internet. So you may have seen pictures of her,
possibly.
Yeah, but she and Tony are going to be working the crowd as our official Scuba Radio mermaids next weekend at Beneath the Sea. And well, all I can say to all the guy divers up there that are going to go to the show and see this is, you're welcome. This is how I give back. And evidently the giving's been getting better, I think, over the last years. A few years here, Bill. You know, don't you think? We've been given way more than we probably should.
We've been given more than we get.
That's for damn sure.
That's for darn tootin'.
But it is all about the giving. At least that's what they say. And that's what we try to...
If you want
to
give back, the email address is bill@scubaradio.com.
Yes. All right, coming up...
Feel free to give back.
There's a show that is going to be airing on our History Channel tonight. Called Underwater Universe, and it features our friend Megan Henny Greer.
Oh, very nice.
We're going to try to check in with Megan a little bit later on, but it's about tonight's show. I think a few of the episodes are running tonight, but the one that we're going to talk about is about fatal pressure. So she's a free diver. It talks about how pressure affects you underwater, and we're going to talk about that and her input into this program in just a bit, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Hey, what is that all about, really? You know, no respect. Here we give back to the industry. We bring the mermaids to all the dive shows for the, you know, to give them a photo subject to take, you know, take home or to take advantage of. And all we, in return, all I get is slams like that. But what are you going to do? I do a radio show, so I don't have to look good, right? Yeah, that's my excuse. All right. Coming up, we are going to talk about this free diving element that Megan Heaney Greer is part of this new TV show. Actually, you know what's interesting about this show that's airing on the History Channel tonight? Underwater Universe is the footage that they're using of Megan, and actually I saw Jean-Michel Cousteau on this. I think this was filmed from several years ago, and they've packaged it into a new segment that is airing on this show. So it's kind of interesting how they do that in TV, where they take something from several years ago and present it like it's brand new stuff. And I will say the clip I saw, I haven't seen the whole show, but the clip I saw looks pretty cool. And it's very educational. So it's the effects of pressure on people when you dive at depths. And Megan is a free diver. And that you know, when we had her back you know, on the show in the past, that's what we were talking about. She's been down underwater like 170 feet. We're finally getting ready to take that plunge ourselves. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned this on the air that we're buddying up with our friend Martin Stepanek, who is a world-class free diver in his own right. He's also an instructor. And so Martin has agreed to take myself and a couple of our friends. Actually, Mermaid Tony's going to do this as well. And February, actually Easter weekend, we're going to go down to Pompano Beach and take one of his, or his like introduction to free diving class, or it's like, I think it's level one free diving. And over this 2-day class, supposedly, after you take this, you're going to be able to do about 60 feet or plus on a breath of air, which is kind of cool. I've already done 40. I've been able to go down on a breath of air, go down to 40 feet or so. This is down in the Keys, you know, grab the sand, come back up. Pretty much, you know, doing it with a little bit of practice and talking to some friends and with a buddy or two. But once I did it, I was like, I don't know how these people are doing these 3-minute free dives, or they're going deeper. You know, it's like you really have to zone out or do something. There's all this. Think of a babbling brook type of deal. I don't know what the heck is going on, but that's what we're going to find out. And we will delve into that Easter weekend, and we were going to do a broadcast about free diving and how you as a scuba diver can be a better diver by taking a free diving course like this.
Did you choose that weekend because there's already the history of somebody having been dead for 3 days and being brought back to life on that same weekend, so you figure worst-case scenario?
Aha, Bill. Way to connect the dots, my friend. Yes. Now, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, he is the boat that we're going to be using that weekend, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Hey, how you doing, Captain Cocktail?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right.
Babbling Brook?
Yeah. Yeah, aren't you supposed to say
it? Think of that.
Yeah, well, you're actually supposed to calm yourself and you know, think of rock gardens and babbling brooks and
I think
things that calm
babbling
you.
Babbling Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Greg babbling is far more likely than any brooks.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be something.
Well, you know, you figure.
What? I'm glad you threw that out there, that for anybody that gets, for every foot over everybody gets on you, you give them $100, right?
What the heck
the
are
challenge?
You talking? Wait.
The radio challenge?
What, are you doing it too?
We had a bad connection. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, it sounds like a friendly wager there. You know, Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy here teaming up.
Yeah.
That's our alter egos, by the way, when we're not diving. Yeah, but, you know.
I'm going to, now, are we allowed to use weights in this?
I have no idea. I don't know what, I mean, you know, Martin uses your boat to take these free divers out. I would think you know this, Jeff.
Greg is,
what have you
well,
seen?
Yeah, I do know that, but I'm talking about the competition part of it.
Oh,
I'm
well.
I'm going to need a little weight. I put on a few pounds over the years, you know?
Yeah.
Hanging out with you.
Right. Well, good point. Good point. I don't know.
I'm going to need like an anchor.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, I figure if we just survive the weekend, that's
yeah,
a win.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
I figured I could hedge my bet with you. I know what to do.
Here's the problem, you know, we're taking Mermaid Tony down on this thing, and that is going to be quite the distraction. How the hell are we supposed to keep our hearts from racing when you see some hot mermaid swimming next to you? That is going to create some problems.
Babbling Tony.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Not
so
Brooke, right?
I don't know how this is all going to play out, but I don't know. I figure we'll pick up a few tips along the way.
Well,
and it'll make you
well,
a better diver.
Listeners to come out and witness this, or at least jump in with us.
Well, maybe.
We should have a contest and have some kind of prize where you go to Bimini or somewhere to Guy Harvey's place if you can outdo Greg.
Well,
wait a minute. No, their hotel's not big enough for that. I'm sorry. We got to think of something else.
Oh, you're just mean. you know what, Jeff? You got to do this. You got to do this with us. And at least you and I have to go head to head and see who can do better. I mean, you should be able to.
I'm going to put Sherry against you. She's been working out. I'm going to put my money on Sherry.
That's not fair. That's not.
I'm going to need surface support for you.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to need an O2 kit ready to go.
If you're going
to
put Sherry against me, I'm going to put Sherry against Tony. So there you go. How about that? We'll have those two.
Sherry and Tony at the same time.
Yeah. Now, you know, Mermaid Tony's nickname is Tony Bottle. So,
Tony Bottle. Oh, Tony Bottle.
The yeah. girl's been diving as a dive instructor for I believe like 7 years now.
Yeah,
and she has
27 years.
She has she's almost used 3,000 pounds.
Maybe
almost over the entire 7 years. She's been using the same bottle.
But that's scuba diving. She
yeah, that is scuba diving.
This is going to be embarrassing, Greg. We need to find some way to handicap that.
Yeah. I know.
No, I know.
Hey, listen.
You know, it's going to be all over you.
I got it. Just like Tony would distract you and I underwater, let's send Bill down there in a Speedo.
That'll distract some people.
She will choke laughing.
Well, probably just pretty much distract all sea life.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it would disturb me, too. I'd probably choke as well. So,
God. It's going to be fun.
It will be.
Some of your listeners to come down and join us for this.
Yes, and once again, it will be Easter weekend, so the class goes over Saturday and Sunday that weekend. So if you can come down to Pompano Beach and join us, you can email us through scubaradio.com.
We can get them places at Ocean Point. We
yep.
can make a dive weekend out of it as well. They can do some diving and then come watch Greg the Dive Master. Watch us have to revive him.
Yes. Yeah, well, I might be able to get deeper than anyone. Whether or not I can come back conscious will be the question.
Yeah. That was my question. How does the contest work?
Yes.
Do you have to actually return breathing, or who goes the deepest, right?
As long as you can be revived and there's no permanent brain damage, maybe. I don't know. That's let's not.
Well, you know, Martin guarantees that he can double your breath hold in the basic course. So I'm thinking you're going to go at least a minute, right?
Yeah. Well, that was funny when we were talking about this because it had a thing when you enter, you fill in your information, what's your personal best on breath holding. I was like, I've never tried. And so I just put like 45 seconds. I don't know. I what is your, do you have a breath hold best that you can think
I'm
of?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. So I put down 45 seconds. So a minute and a half,
actually,
I figure
I'm not,
is nothing.
I'm embarrassed to say.
What is it? Go ahead. Come on.
Well, is it before or after cocktails? Or what are we talking here?
It doesn't matter. It's all the same category. Yeah.
Well, I have a 45 second before and 3 minutes after.
3 minutes? What, after you've been drinking?
You know, he doesn't know that. He kept passing out and looking at his watch. About 3 minutes, I guess.
Hey, remember, if you're passed out, you're still breathing. That doesn't count.
That's right. If they can bring you back, it counts, right?
Yes, you have to be able to maintain consciousness.
Yeah, actually, it's really, we're probably scaring your listeners here. It's not really that way. It's a lot of fun. I've watched these guys do it many times offshore, and it's amazing what their staff can actually get people that are, you know, you think you wouldn't be able to do it, but you can go a lot further than you think you could.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been told, and I've heard it. Now we're going to take the course once again Easter weekend. 40 feet has been the deepest I've been before in freediving. I think I'll be able to do 60. At least that's what he told me. Maybe even deeper. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'll make 60.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'm not sure you're getting up, but I think you'll make 60.
All right. Well, thanks for the confidence there. You just put
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Comfortable and prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Yes, we love the cool, clear water. And by the way, if you want to go diving or join us for that free diving class Easter weekend, all you have to do is contact Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters, southfloridadiving.com, or you can go directly to the free diving instructor website with Martin Stepanek, which is freedivinginstructors.com. And you can actually register for the course Easter weekend right there. And Pompano Beach.
I wonder how many cheapies are looking to get diving, scuba diving instruction that go to that website.
How many cheapies? What do you mean?
Cheap people. People like you. Looking for free diving instruction.
Yeah, free diving, for those not in the know, is breath hold diving or a modified, you know, like snorkeling for the masses.
But it also doesn't require a lot of equipment. Get some long fins and your swim trunks.
You don't even need those, really.
You do.
Why? Are you saying I do it personally?
Yes, you personally.
Now, that's That's the pot calling the kettle black right there, if I've ever heard it.
In this particular circumstance, I am either the pot or the kettle.
Okay.
I could be paw kettle.
All right. Fair enough.
It's a fine kettle of fish you've gotten us into.
All right. Well, that is Easter weekend. Now, literally 2 weeks from today, we're going to the Bahamas.
You mean not a week from today, but 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
Literally.
Literally. We will be in the Bahamas celebrating our 14th year anniversary with the hardest working man in the dive industry, close personal friend of Scuba Radio. Of course, I'm talking about Neil Watson, and Neil is on the line right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm counting the days, man. I can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be quite a party indeed. Let's run through the itinerary here first, just a little bit, for people that would like to join us, Neil, because this is kind of a last-minute package we put together. Whenever you're planning a party, it just kind of evolves. It kind of comes together. The planets align just right. And lo and behold, when Neil Watson is involved, you can guarantee it's going to be one for the record books. But you have been really good at putting together a package that is that includes a lot of different stuff, right?
This is going to be really cool. Actually, we'll fly over on Friday. I got a private charter lined up.
Right.
Early afternoon, I believe the departure. Get over there, get checked in. Friday night, we're going to go out on a little booze cruise, class night bottom cruise with music, check out the sunset. Saturday morning, going to go do like two tank dive, come in, grab some lunch. And for those that want to hang by the pool or on a yacht or something and partake in the Scuba Radio festivities, they can
right.
do that. Or
yep.
we're running the boat up to North Bimini, and we've got a wild dolphin encounter up there. Get everybody in the water snorkeling with the dolphins.
Nice.
And then, of course, a little party Saturday night, and Sunday going to take a trip down south to Victory Reef, which is just one of my favorite dive areas in the world, man. And then Monday, everybody comes home. Or you can come back Sunday, just do the Friday and Saturday festivities and come back Sunday.
Got it. Well, let's talk about Victory Reef. Why is this one of your favorite spots? What's unique about that site in Bimini?
Well, it's down off South Cat Cay, about 15 miles south of Bimini, and it's just the coral. It's got caves and caverns, and it's right on a wall. The marine life is spectacular. The coral is beautiful. It's just a great, great dive. And then right next to that is Tuna Alley, which is just another spectacular dive. It's a little running time, but here again, the boat's 60 foot. Double deck, glass bottom, generator bar.
Yeah.
It works. So
it is. It's really, really nice.
To do a day trip.
Yeah.
And this is the 3-day, 2-night is $592, which includes the round trip airfare, the accommodation.
Wow.
The diving, the snorkeling, the dolphin experience.
Hold on.
Booze cruise. Yeah.
Hold on. $592, including
the airfare,
getting you to Bimini.
Correctamundo.
And being there for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's crazy talk.
I know people have paid Neil to hang with them for more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know people that have paid more than that to pick up my bar tab for the evening.
Yes, but that's all being taken care of, so you don't have to worry about Neil's bar tab on this trip.
That's a fantastic deal.
Yeah, and you get to dive with a legend, literally, Neil Watson, of course, and we'll be doing our show. And
Tony will be there.
It's going to be interesting. What do you think that everybody will go for? Will they go for the dolphins or the mermaids during the radio show, Bill?
It's hard to tell.
That's going
to
be an interesting little test, isn't it?
Well, oh, wow.
You're so conflicted right now.
You're going to see tails both ways.
Well, my question was whether or not you'll see blowholes both ways, but that's a completely different story.
That's not right, Bill. Really. It's just inappropriate.
I apologize.
You embarrass me.
I apologize to the dolphins.
I don't need anyone to bring me any farther down into the gutter than I'm already in. You hear what I'm saying?
I actually thought that was my job.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Neil, thanks for the update. We will see you in a couple weeks. Well, we'll see you in Jersey next week, too, right?
Absolutely. Hey, give them my 800 number, 800-867-4764.
Yes.
Book it. Come party with us.
Yes. 2 weeks from today. Do it. Or go to neilwatson.com. You can get the information right there. It's also at scubaradio.com on the front page as well. 14-year anniversary extravaganza. Radio show spectacular with diving legend Neil Watson. All right. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.